Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 14 regarding Lakeisha, L-E-K-E-I-S-H-A, Chambers, C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S. Lakeisha Chambers is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4-1-19, but on that occasion she fell over a large bin full of work equipment. The left side of her body hit the floor. She believes she injured the head, comma, left hip, comma, left arm, comma, left shoulder, comma, back, comma, chest, comma, and left ribs. She was seen at Robin Wood emergency room the same day. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph, the petitioner, scratch that. According to the records provided, Ms. Chambers was attended to by EMS personnel on 4-1-19. She was lying on the floor, complaining of pain on the left side, including her back, comma, neck, comma, lower and upper extremities, stating she had a trip and fall at work. She was then seen at Robert Wood Johnson emergency room the same day. They performed several x-rays to be inserted here. She was diagnosed with medications and diagnoses of left shoulder pain, comma, left hip pain, comma, and low back pain. A paragraph on 4-2-19, she was seen at patient first, stating she fell about noon the previous day and landed on her left side. She had multiple x-rays completed. She was advised she had contusions. Since then, she had pain going down her left shoulder with tingling into the hands. She retained shoulder and arm motion but had significant pain. She had been taking tramadol and ibuprofen from the emergency room, which seemed to help. She denied loss of consciousness. She was diagnosed with contusion of the left shoulder, comma, left hip, comma, as well as left shoulder, as well as sprains of the cervical lumbar spine. She was placed on activity modification with a full duty release effective 4-8-19. She returned on 4-5-19. Reporting she felt slightly better. She was released to full duty work effective 4-10-19, but in the interim could perform modified activities. New paragraph on 4-17-19. She was seen by Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A. He found full range of motion of both shoulders and both hips. He diagnosed acute pain in the left hip and pain in the left shoulder, for which he ordered a CAT scan of the chest to assess for a rib fracture, as she was having trouble breathing after a traumatic injury. She will do physical therapy for the left hip and shoulder. She followed up with him on 5-5-1-19 and was referred for MRI of the left hip shoulder. Gertie wrote, the CAT scan showed no rib fractures. Period. She could continue working full duty without restrictions. Period. She saw Dr. Saxena through 5/29/19. Period. On this occasion, she stated she hit her head and had ringing in her left ear. Period. She scratched that. In paragraph 221-20, she underwent an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted. Period. She also had an MRI of the left hip on 225-20 to be inserted here. Period. Put this in bold. Please correct the records list. Period. On 7/1/20, Dr. Saxena had her undergo an MRI of the left hip to be inserted. Period. Dr. Surrey, S-U-R-R-E-Y, had her undergo a lumbar MRI on 4/28/21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner brought in with her a copy of a report from regional independent medical evaluations on 10/26/21. Period. He confirmed she was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement on 8/23/21. Period. History is remarkable for asthma and a motor vehicle accident in 2008 or 2009 with injury to her cervical and lumbar spine. Period. She underwent chiropractic care for those injuries. Period. He offered a litany of diagnoses and gave assessments of impairment that will be inserted as marked. Period. It is notable that these are all soft tissue injuries. Period. In paragraph, she also provided us with a progress note from patient first, dated 11/30/21. Period. She was prescribed a Clofenac and Flexeril for muscle spasm. Period. There was, however, no actual progress note provided. Period. She was advised that she had a BMI of 38.1 and recommended weight loss. Period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso, normal. There was no tenderness palpation about the sternum. Heart, normal. Extremities, upper, normal. Extremities, upper. She was tender to palpation at the left acromion clavicular joint, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower, inspection revealed past planus deformities bilaterally, period. Most of the left hip was guarded to 0 degrees of internal and external rotation, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the right hip, as well as both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella bilaterally and 2 plus at the Achilles, consistent with her body habitus. Period. She was mildly tender to palpation at the infralateral aspect of the interior aspect of the left knee, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers had to be deferred. Spine cervical. Active flexion was variable between 28 to 5 and 40 degrees, with the extension and bilateral rotation full to 60 and 45 degrees respectively. Period. Active right rotation was 65 degrees and left 60 degrees. Period. The rest of that is normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 30 degrees and rise. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 80 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. Ulysses had only low back tenderness without radicular complaints, but there was also a positive reverse flip maneuver on this side for symptom magnification. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 90 degrees failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Period. He had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions on 4/119, Lakeisha Chambers tripped and fell at work, landing on her left side without loss of consciousness. Period. She was attended to by EMS personnel and transported to the emergency room. Period. She underwent numerous radiographic studies that failed to show any acute abnormalities. Period. After being released from the emergency room, she followed up a patient first on 4/219. Period. They continued to treat her conservatively. Period. New paragraph. Orthopedic consultation began with Dr. Saxena on 4/17/19. Period. This ran through 5/29/19. Period. The petitioner then was seen by another physician who referred her for several MRI studies to be inserted here. Period. On 10/26/21, she was seen at regional independent medical evaluations. He rendered very generous estimates to several body areas, notwithstanding that her diagnoses were soft tissue in nature. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found her to be an endomorph who was obese. Period. There was no tenderness palpation about the torso or sternum. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. She would not allow range of motion at the left hip for internal or external rotation. Period. Rock could have scratched that. Examination of the knees and ankles was unrevealing. Period. Spines, there was variable mobility about the cervical spine. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raise, the maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Period. She had positive reverse flip maneuver and a trunk torsion test for symptom magnification. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% of permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the left side of her body. Period. And please put this in bold. I discovered on the summary of the cover letter there was additional treatment summarized on records we were not provided. Period. Please insert the summary as marked. Period. End.